from the Los Angeles Underground. It's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex.
It's like honey in your ear hole.
Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, everybody. It's time for another edition of... Hey, what's going on down there? Or what do we call this?
What's going on there?
What are you doing?
Hey,
what's going on down there?
Hey, how's it going down there?
I thought it was what are you doing?
What have you done?
What's going on down there?
We don't even know the names of our own.
How's it
segment.
Hanging?
Hey, what's
I got that from David Letterman when I think it was Harrison Ford was promoting What Lies Beneath. He's like, we're here with Harrison Ford, star of Hey, how's it going down there? God, I love Letterman.
Did you see that Harrison Ford commercial?
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
No, what
funny.
Happened?
Oh, my God, it cracked me up.
I didn't see it.
His
it's
dog
such a Harrison Ford thing.
Sausages and gravy.
It was an Amazon commercial, and his dog was ordering shit through Alexa. It was great.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It was the best part of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The rest of it was trash.
It certainly wasn't my Rams, you know. But, you know, it's okay.
We're still impressed they made it.
The future is bright.
Everyone loved Maroon 5.
No, everyone hated it.
That's not what I heard.
Absolutely
loved it.
Best show. The one, huh?
Yeah. Wow. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch any of it.
Why Maroon 5?
Because somebody turned him down. Who turned him down? It was Cardi B, right? Cardi B turned him down? Somebody turned down the Super Bowl halftime show.
She's busy dog walking Tommy Lahren.
That's amazing.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that's amazing, President's Day, KCET, Huelhauser Marathon.
Six
episodes.
Wow.
Or 6 hours.
That's amazing.
6 hours of California's gold.
That's amazing.
Hold on.
Cool.
Come on, Huel. Take us into the new year.
Let's reheat pasta.
Reheating pasta. It's cool, right?
Yeah, I didn't know you guys put Alexa in a microwave.
Yeah, we're putting her in a lot of stuff now. But trust me, there are a lot of fails.
Like what?
Like...
Alexa, play my podcast.
When you heard that, did that surprise you?
I'm just looking at
this. Is that Forrest Whitaker?
Mark seems
There's no... Oh, here it is.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, it's his own separate commercial. He doesn't have to share with people.
Yeah, god dang.
He's too big.
I like that he's... have you seen the beginning of that where he says... he opens the thing and then Alexa starts talking to him. And he's like, I already don't like this.
He's finally getting out and playing, you know, crotchety old man Harrison Ford.
Himself.
And I love it. This is the Harrison Ford we need for the new year.
Cranky.
Yep. Cranky and an angsty.
Look at him. He just looks
it's
like
a great combo.
He's a curmudgeon. It's wonderful.
Oh, it's the same commercial, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
It's the start.
I think it's a longer version where you get all these other people.
Yeah, we don't like that shit.
You just want Harrison Ford.
Four dogs.
Ordering dog food. Ordering dog food.
You can bark all you want. I'm not paying for any more dog food.
Ordering gravy. Ordering sausages.
Hey, you better cancel that order.
Lex a hot tub? A sucked.
Lexa, play music.
That's not the full commercial. He goes out to the truck and everything. They're delivering like a pallet.
Yeah, it's all him.
It's fantastic.
He's so mad.
I guess it's like...
There's two versions.
Yeah, maybe.
There's one that's like 30 seconds and one that's like 60 seconds.
I don't like
his
this.
Was good.
But the finale is him going out to the truck and they got a pallet
of
dog food.
God,
I
love
Harrison. Angry.
I love
it's
it.
Great.
They should have panned over and one house over. It's Clint Eastwood.
It was so surprising to see him. Like...
I'm not talking to you.
They threw the little queen in there, too, for you guys.
It was great.
That's why everybody liked it. Everybody
that, having a good time. Having a good time.
Everybody that just discovered that song for the first time. Great. They've ruined it for me. They have. People have overplayed that song now to the point where...
Oh, my particular song?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you like it before it was cool?
I did like it before it was cool. I'm old.
Wait.
Who else is
wait.
Using it?
Everybody just... They won't stop singing
hold on,
it.
Hold on. Jake, shut the fuck up.
In the background of your podcast...
Jake, shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
Oh, God. I was going to say you're a hipster then.
No, it's yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, okay.
Because you liked it before it was cool.
I didn't like it before it was cool. It's never, I'll tell you this. It was never one of my favorite Queen songs. I like it fine.
It's a good song.
It is, but now it's like, it's too many people are like.
I don't know. Out of all the Queen songs that have been overplayed, I wouldn't say that's one of them.
No, it's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Another one Bites the Dust.
Oh yeah, those are all overplayed. I just give me someone to love, and I'm happy.
Okay.
I guess it's the people that like that song. It's all musical theater nerds that are all of a sudden.
You're glomming. Absolutely right.
Yeah, that's what's bothering me about it.
Fuck musical theater nerds.
I like it because of Shaun of the Dead.
There you go.
That is like the number one thing I think of when I hear that.
See, there you go. Bringing it back.
He's killing people. Come on.
Bringing it back.
It's cool.
No, I think of Paul Rudd on Jimmy Fallon's thing where they did like a whole.
Here's me with that. This is how I feel about.
You don't want people doing jazz hands when they sing that song.
What? Exactly. Here's me thinking about if I could capsulize this. Encapsulate it? Is that the word I'm looking for, John?
Sure.
Encapsulate. It would be the great Harrison Ford would be the one.
Hello, Harrison Ford. Welcome to the Amazon beta testing program.
I hate this already.
That's how I feel. That's why I got it. Why?
We need more of him this year.
We do. We need more Indiana Jones.
Are they working on a new one?
I hope not.
I wouldn't go that far.
I heard they're working on a new one.
Really?
Bringing back Shia LaBeouf.
No,
please don't.
They're trying to pretend that never happened, I think.
Don't bring him back.
They're trying to write a storyline where that didn't happen, like an alternate universe.
It's just him waking up from a dream. Oh, what the fuck was that?
I thought I had a child. I guess I didn't. Okay. Let's move on.
What a terrible nightmare.
I don't even remember. Was that supposed to be his kid?
Yeah. It's his son.
It's like, well, it's, yeah, Karen Allen's son, so, yeah.
You know.
Marion.
They should just bring back Sean Connery. He'll come out of retirement.
There you go.
That'll be the only thing he comes out of retirement for, to play his dad again.
There you go. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Because in the
now they could be
in that movie,
together.
They said he died, too.
Oh, yeah, he did die.
Unless he didn't.
But I would love to see that. Actually, them living together as both old men would be fantastic.
The grumpy old men.
You named me after the dog, Dad. Notes.
The old couple.
Don't call me Junior.
What is it, Henry Junior?
Call it Jones.
Is it the
and
cooking,
sons?
The cleaning, the crying?
I should have given it to the Marx brothers. The,
remember your Charlemagne.
Is it the translating at 3 a.m.?
I'll tell you what it is,
Dad. It's the cooking.
I'm not cleaning that up. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
I'm not cleaning that up. He throws haggis at the wall. I'm not cleaning that up.
What is this? The curse of the cat people?
In other words, you're telling me to leave. Not in other words. Those are the words.
Those are the words, Dad.
Exactly what I'm telling you. Leave now.
I spilled water all over myself. This bottle was full, and now it's all over my pants. And my sleeves. Let's see. What do we got?
This is shaping up great.
It is. We're gonna love it. I haven't started recording yet, so don't worry.
Come on. There was gold in there.
That's Super Bowl. Okay, guys. Top of the hour. Everybody's talking about it. They're talking about league-wide. Not league-wide. Baseball-wide. Making the DH go baseball wide. So not just in the American League, not just in the inferior league, the National League will now have the designated hitter if the players union has its way starting this year. What do you guys think of that?
Crickets.
I don't know any of what you just said.
I have no opinion on that.
They want to bring the designated hitter to the National League. So you know when you go to an Angels game and you're bored partly because A, it's the Angels, but B, also because the pitcher doesn't hit.
Yeah,
they want the National League to do that now. So you would have a designated hitter who hits specifically for the pitcher, so the pitcher wouldn't take a turn at bat.
I mean, it's kind of shitty, too, because you have a lot of pitchers who are actually good hitters.
That's right.
So that's kind of a problem.
Your idiot friend Madison Bumgarner
has
been known. Clayton Kershaw's been known.
Don't have people do your job for you. Do it yourself.
Exactly.
But they also get injured when they're about.
That's the thing.
Yeah, well, you know
they
what?
They get their hand,
tough
and
shit.
You're like, are you serious? Did you just hit his hand?
Exactly.
You asshole.
And then people get angry. It's great. And
when did they start the designation?
Years and years and years. The AL's had
60s,
it for years
50s,
and years. Way before
40s?
That. I don't even know. Let's look at
30s?
That.
30s?
How is it They have the 1800s? Different rules from. I don't even understand how it could be different.
Well, that's the difference between the two leagues. The main difference between the two leagues.
I think they need to suck it up and hit the damn ball.
I'm just curious. That sounds like a modern thing. I can't imagine that.
1973.
All these goddamn snowflake millennials here trying not to get through doing their normal game of baseball.
Well, 73 is...
I hate it. I hate that this movie. You get paid millions of dollars. Go out there, take your turn at bat.
It would work if you still allow those people who want to hit to hit. I mean, any pitcher that's a good hitter is going to go up to bat.
Look at you. You're on Sports Talk. Thank you for calling Sports Talk. 591 Sports.
This is Car Talk. You got a rattling.
Those guys retired, or did one of them die?
One of them died, but they did retire. I found out.
They weren't brothers, were they?
No, but I found out in the recent past, those shows were actually pre-taped, but they made to sound live.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were pre-taped.
Because they had people calling in.
Yeah, they would call, leave a message, and then they would do the calls like they would answer. Because that's how they always seem like, wow, these guys know everything.
And they could rerun them forever, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
How have you guys been?
Good. Great.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Super Bowl? Did you guys like the Super Bowl otherwise?
No.
Didn't watch it.
Maroon 5?
No.
Didn't get to
trash.
See it.
The only good thing about the Super Bowl was that they played SpongeBob's Bubble Bowl for like 0.2 seconds, and then you didn't even get the whole thing. You didn't even get the best part.
It went the bang, bang.
And then they moved on, and you're just pissed off. Just they could.
I looked up and just saw Adam. What's his name with the
Adam Levine
with no shirt.
Have you seen where they said it looks like the Chipotle bag?
Does he look like a Chipotle bag?
Yeah, look it up. People already made like a comparison picture of it.
God, I love the internet.
Because a Chipotle bag has all the writing on there where it looks like it's kind of like a tattooed bag, but they're saying that that's what his body looked like.
That's fucked up.
Did you see it? It's so funny.
Guy suffers really from ADD and you're making fun of him. Yeah, that's messed up.
That's right.
ADHD.
ADHD. Sorry. I've got dyslexia.
Lystexia.
Dyslexic guy walks into a bra. Mm-hmm. Wait, hold on.
I don't know, but it
does look like a Chipotle bag.
Oh
my God.
There's this guy too that he's like a bigger guy and he's taking a picture in front of a mirror and he wrote Illinois across his stomach.
Because of California.
Because he has his California tattoo.
See, that makes us look bad. When people from California, that makes us look bad.
Yeah. Well, I am not for him. I don't know why people are so
I mean, bastards. I like California as much as the next guy, but I don't want to put it across my fucking stomach.
No, you put a Hawaii location on your arm.
Yeah.
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 It's fine.
California. It's where you've been.
Yeah. Not where you're from.
But a lot of people get tattoos of the bear with hugging California and... Or they have some kind of, especially like Bay Area people.
But that's
have
at least
California
a little bit more symbolic than
what
like,
the fuck is that
are you
supposed
from
to mean?
California?
I'm just saying, I see it all the time on Bay Area it's people.
I wonder where Adam Levine is. Let's find out. Maybe he's from the Bay Area.
He's from LA.
Is he?
Yeah.
Unless you're going all text when you literally just have text of everywhere you've been.
Yeah, born and raised in LA.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's
LA boy.
Memento that shit.
Yeah.
That's who's representing us, huh?
Yep.
A high pitched squeaky boy.
All right. What's the difference between Maroon 5 and the Plain White Tees and Newfound Glory and Yellow Card and 30 Seconds to Mars?
I have no idea.
No, those are all like bands.
Different but
are
tattoos.
They Maroon 5 isn't really, to me, it isn't really a band.
It's a boy band.
Are they all different?
Because that's just him singing.
Okay. I don't know if there's any difference there. If you know the difference, please add us at Soup Complex.
Adam Twitter. Levine sang a lot of slow songs in his first album.
How
it's really mellow.
How is Maroon 5 not a band?
I just don't. In my mind, it's not a band.
You think it's
because,
just Adam Levine?
Because they have vocals.
Kind of like Gwen Stefani, even though it's no doubt it's really Gwen Stefani.
It really is just Gwen Stefani.
I get that.
Just, you don't really know the other people in the band.
No, I don't.
Can you name one of them?
No.
Okay.
But you can name Adam
I know
Levine.
One of them has long hair. Mm-hmm.
And then you go to a band like the Plain White Tees, and can you name any of them, including the singer?
No.
I mean, it's kind of shitty.
Exactly,
because
they're
does
the Plain White Tees.
Well, it's because they... Bad marketing. Bad marketing. They don't know how to put their names out there.
No, it's just the singer.
Adam Levine is like, oh, check it out. I'm Adam Levine.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
And says, fuck Maroon 5.
Yeah, it's like Gwen. It's like No Doubt was always Gwen Stefani.
Right.
Even
you couldn't
though
name anybody else.
You couldn't name anybody. Her brother's in the band, but
who
is
it? But it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same.
It's not like if you have the Who, you have Pete Townsend. You know who Roger Daltrey.
That's a real band.
Yeah, that's a band.
I don't know.
It's back in the days when a band.
It's gonna pain me to say it, but you can name more than one Beatle, right?
Yeah. Wow.
You know,
it pains me to
bring them up, but I mean,
even Mario can name all the
because they were all in the spotlight. You know, it wasn't just one the focus.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're telling
you.
No.
That's the point of what we're saying.
It all came back to him. he gets it now.
It's like I can see the light bulb struggling to turn on. You know when a light bulb
turns right back off? And then
like, nope. I can see it. I get it. Power's coming back on. No, it's not. It's like Jurassic Park in here all of a sudden.
And it's gone.
Hold on to your butts. I love it.
That's the band's fault. That's the band's fault.
Oh, my God. Anyways.
You gotta have enough talent if you're gonna be.
Some of them don't want to be in the spotlight. That happens too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to be the guitarist.
Watch a Maroon 5 music video. It's usually just him.
It's a steady gig. Not everyone wants to be.
You'll
in the
spotlight. Have the guitarist there, but he doesn't even barely gets any camera time.
Yeah, he's no Slash or Edge.
Yeah.
I love that.
Gunter
Slash or Edge. The two guys that have one name.
Yeah.
He's no Slash or Edge.
Gunter Slash.
Yeah. I just watched. I was so disappointed with my Rams. Everything else just seemed crappy.
How was Gladys Knight?
I'm over it. I didn't see Gladys Knight.
She did the national
anthem. I heard she was fantastic.
She's always got the voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even now.
I think she's one of the masked singers.
What's that?
Everybody's watching that show.
Everyone is watching that show.
Except me. What's a mask?
Everybody comes out in a mask and you have to figure out who's singing.
Oh, wow.
It's like a reverse game show. I don't know why it's reversed.
So it's a game show.
It's a game show. Who are your judges on that? You got your Dr. Ken Jeong. You got your girl from... you got your Jenny McCarthy. You got your... who's the idiot? With the Beetlejuice costume,
Jake.
Somebody's Alan Thicke's son.
Yeah,
Robin Thicke.
There you go.
Robin Thicke, Ken Jeong.
So somebody comes out masked. So who are some of the?
Well, so far you've had Tommy Chong come out masked. Uh-huh.
The football guy.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, you know, it's like B-listers.
Oh, so they're not really singers.
Some of them are.
Okay.
Some of them are. Nick Cannon is your host.
Ugh.
Wow. A shudder went through the room.
Ken Jeong, Nick Cannon, Jenny McCarthy, Nicole Scherzinger.
Who?
Yeah, she's from the Pussycat Dolls.
She's in the Pussycat Dolls.
Who?
She's also a voice in Moana. She played the mom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's what she did.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know she's the main Pussycat Doll that everyone knows.
Nope. Yeah,
she's
Hawaiian.
She was
the singer.
Mm-hmm.
She was the main singer in that group.
Nope.
Yes.
She had the long black
hair. And her comment is always, you're not a professional singer, but... Oh, Terry Bradshaw was one of the guys. It's that kind of show.
Terry Bradshaw. All right.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Margaret Cho was another one.
Wang Chung.
So they're wearing a mask.
They're wearing these elaborate costumes.
Okay, because I can see Tommy Chong walks out with a mask, they're going to know.
And they come out all sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
It's pretty great. Elaborate it's good, costumes. Bad television. Everybody's loving
it. It's bad, bad television.
It's good, bad television.
I don't, to me, it sounds like another one of those, so you think you can skate. Or
yeah.
So you think you can skate.
All those, so you want to be a dancer. I just hate all that stuff.
Hey, how's it going,
no patience.
So you want to be a bank robber, eh?
So you say you're a...
so you think you can steal. That'd be great.
They got the clock going. Okay. I can name that theft.
You have 5 minutes to take this TV off the mountain.
Yeah, go. Before the cops come.
Remember, Monty Python had that one. It's we're going to play. It's time to play blackmail. Okay, start the clock. Okay, all right. He's leaving the house. Oh, that doesn't look like his wife. Uh-oh, boy, that's going to cost something. Oh, he called and he stopped the clock. Okay.
good times, John. Good times. Before we get into our little recommendations. Oh, check this out. So we have, I put a little thing a couple minutes ago. And it was, I just said, we're going to be recording a little bit. What do you guys want to talk about? You know, shoot some stuff our way. So here we go.
Give us content.
Yeah, give us content. In other words, we're too lazy to come up with stuff on our own.
Feed me.
Can you talk about your favorite Pokemon, guys? Oh. That's from the second shift. Oh. What do you got?
What generation?
Oh,
let's
wow.
Let's
only
look.
Generation all that matters.
The first one, yes. Or just any of mm-hmm. them? First one?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's kind of a tough one. I always like Scyther. I thought Scyther was
what
really
does he
cool.
do?
Scyther is the bug Pokemon that has the giant scythes on his hands.
I like that.
Super cool. And then I liked Arcanine.
What's probably. The one that looks like a little mole guy?
That's
and there's like three of them.
Dugtrio.
What?
That's Dugtrio.
Or Diglett for the single.
Diglett. That's
Diglett
what I like.
Diglett is such a cute little
Diglett.
Name.
I like Diglett.
Have you seen the little pictures of what they think's underneath? And it's like this super massive, huge buff guy underneath. And they're just like me. Singing poses.
Just like
it's
me.
So
this
funny.
Is super... buff guy under all the
you'll see that at conventions and stuff people dressing up as Diglett, they'll all have like the helmet on that looks like a Diglett and then they're just like big buff kids flexing.
That's pretty funny.
It's funny. It's
what great. Do you got? What's your favorite Pokemon now?
I mean I kind of gotta go with Gyarados. He's a giant dragonfish. It's pretty awesome.
I like that.
Yeah.
What about you, Justine?
He's a carp that turned into a dragon.
Pikachu? Go Pikachu. He's the standard.
He's the worst Pokemon that becomes
no
the best.
What's the one that looks like a deer? A Vulpix? Is there a Vulpix?
That is not.
That's a fox-like Pokemon.
That's a fox.
Oh, maybe it's I like Vulpix.
Of a deer that's not in the first generation. That's like in generation.
Vulpix. Five. I like Vulpix. That one's cool. I know all Pokemon? These because my daughter plays Pokemon.
Pokemon?
You got nothing, John?
That was not my generation.
I mean, there's always.
I remember seeing all of them on a door. I took my nephew,
the champ,
to pick up
awkward
something.
Bodybuilder
and they
in Speedo.
Like a poster of all of them. I went, oh my god, this is genius. You just keep cranking out.
Yep.
You got 1,000 different. Edges.
Yeah. And they're in like what the 10th generation?
It's all, hey, collect them all. It's
no,
all
they were in Gen 7, I think, and then they went back and they remade the original. First
gen
Pokemon.
I like the originals just because I know those ones kind of.
Oh, Meowth. I like Meowth.
If you showed me all the pictures, I can give you names, but I can't think of like all.
Bulbasaur is cool. Umbreon. My daughter was Umbreon 1 year for Halloween.
Umbreon's super cool.
That's second generation.
Snorlax.
Oh, Snorlax. That's my spirit animal.
Psyduck.
I think one
what
of
about
my...
Jigglypuff?
Jigglypuff's all
right. Jigglypuff is just, what's his name, Kirby.
Yeah.
My favorite was probably, I think it was Gen 3. There was a little penguin Pokemon called Piplup that evolved into Empoleon.
Love it. There's Rowlet.
Which is super awesome.
Basically a Pokemon with Napoleon Compact.
Yeah.
No, it's actually a huge penguin.
There you go.
Metal.
Metal penguin?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really cool.
Wow, these guys.
If you want to find out more about Pokemon, listen to the Dex. The hosts are really nice. Eric of Aragon has a. Eric of Aragon wants to know: did we cover Mel Brooks' back-to-back masterpieces? That's coming up.
Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Is that coming up?
That's actually coming up.
Are we going to do the producers?
We would have done it already.
Damn.
So screen time.
Has anybody in this room not seen Young Frankenstein?
No,
we've all seen it.
We saw it in theaters.
We saw it in theaters.
Which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I didn't know about that singing part.
Oh, it's so great.
Oh, my God.
All of a sudden, the girl behind me just starts laughing. I'm like, what is going to happen?
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I actually saw...
I love that they're already laughing before it happens.
Yeah, well, people were quoting the movie and everything, the whole theater.
Mm-hmm. I saw it once with Mel Brooks in attendance, and he came out and talked. He said, it's weird. He says, you know you're all fans because everyone's breathing at the exact same rate. You're doing the lines in your head, and everyone's breathing at the exact same rate.
That is great.
We try.
I actually saw it live. There's a live musical over in San Diego that one of Sandy's friends was playing playing the band for. So we got to see that, and that was really good too.
That was the Broadway production.
Yeah, the Broadway production.
So, good?
So funny. Oh wow. My god.
I've heard it's great.
Uh-huh. I would definitely recommend it if you get the chance to see it.
Yeah, it wasn't here very long. It came to the Pantages just for 2 weeks, I think.
Hold so on. Funny. The whole dance number is just
putting on the rip.
So it's so funny and like so entertaining and fun.
I'd like to see that.
Would recommend.
Oh, here we go. These are the movies that Eric of Aragon. He said he has movies he wants to recommend for us that he wants us to watch.
Okay.
The Longest Yard, MASH, Harold and Maude, Play Misty for Me, Support Your Local Gunfighter, Enter the Dragon. We covered Enter the Dragon already, Eric.
We did.
Justine should see Play Misty for Me.
The Mechanic.
Yeah. Ah, Charles Bronson.
Mm-hmm. The Sting, which we're going to do. The Sting.
I saw The Mechanic. Oh,
and Chinatown. Chinatown.
The Charles Bronson version?
I could skip Harold and Maude.
Loved
I've seen
it.
Didn't love it.
It's a good one, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not. This isn't about what you could
it's
skip.
It's not about you.
This isn't about what movies can Patrick skip. That's not the name of the podcast.
I'm going to skip it.
It's Digital Movie Club.
I'm going to skip it.
And if I assign it, you watch it. That's the rule.
I'm going to skip it.
The Mechanic is when I realize, oh, I guess he just doesn't need to talk during movies.
He hardly talks in that movie.
I guess we're all fine with that.
He's like a Zen master.
Yeah.
He's like really suave. That's a good one.
The less you have him act, the better.
It's like him in Clint Eastwood.
How many lines? I mean, really, how many lines does he have in The Mechanic? Hardly any.
Like nothing.
Eric, we're gonna revisit this list, but there's definitely some on here that we're going to...
MASH gonna, would be great.
Yeah, if you want to cry.
And what was the other? Oh, Play Misty for Me.
I didn't know it was a movie.
Clint Eastwood being stalked.
Yeah, it was a movie before.
By a fan.
Different actors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a DJ in the movie, and he's stalked by this crazy
fan. He's a DJ? Oh, DJs are different by
like
then.
Like a jazz DJ. A jazz DJ.
A radio DJ.
Yeah. I realize
he's on the radio.
He's like, guess what?
DJ.
In the old days, there were like radio stations that would play jazz. And
so, Mike, our friend Michael Bagford, at Michael Bagford, wants to know.
He's a DJ.
How would we make...
Drop the mic.
How would we make a bad James Bond film better, like Diamonds Are Forever?
Like all of them?
Like what would you do?
Give Lana Wood more time on screen.
Give Lana Wood.
Just like make a movie about Lana
half
Wood.
Hour.
Well, the problem here's the problem with the later Bond movies until you get back to there's exceptions. For Your Eyes Only is an exception. The Timothy Dalton ones are actually quite good because they harken back to. A lower tech era. The thing is, you got to take out all the silliness and all the tech.
They get silly, and
it gets almost satirical.
I hate to beat
sure.
a dead horse, but they get silly about the time Roger Moore takes the role over.
Mm-hmm.
And they start getting tongue in cheek.
But I think Diamonds Are Forever really started that role.
Yeah,
you have villains that are cringe worthy now, as Besotted Geek put it.
Yeah.
And then it's I'm in a moon buggy and I'm doing this. And
you're right, it was silly already. And
we're fighting in space.
You're right. It's pre Roger Moore, and it's already getting silly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Like you have From Russia with Love, then you kind of get some later, you know, after Goldfinger, things kind of take a turn. You know, You Only Live Twice. Not
I find
great.
That silly. It's hard to sit through.
It is, but I still love it.
I know all you guys really love that one. That one's almost impossible for me to sit through.
But then you come back with On Her Majesty's Secret Service, and it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's so ironic. It's just so crazy that's the first one without Sean Connery. It's probably the strongest script.
And it's the one he was complaining about. That's the movie he'd been wanting to do.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that was the kind of movie he'd been wanting. He was complaining about
he'd already quit the role.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was the movie he wanted to do, and he left before they made it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was the type of movie he wanted to do.
So that's why I'm a little curious. It's been a long time since I've seen Man with the Golden Gun. I can't remember if it's silly.
It's silly.
It's bottom five for sure.
It's silly. It's top three for sure.
It's nobody's favorite except for Patrick.
Bottom five, I got to go. Diamonds Are Forever is probably my least favorite of all. There's a lot of Roger Moore in the bottom five. View to a Kill.
My least favorite is Quantum of Solace.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And that's not a Roger Moore. I thought it was god-awful compared to how great Casino Royale was.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe how awful Quantum of Solace
was. I was thinking, this isn't down, but one way you could make Man with a Golden Gun better, the reason it's boring is because Christopher Lee isn't in it nearly enough.
Right. I remember that.
And so
he's
what you
not
need
as menacing as you want him to be.
No, he needs to be. They needed to do what they did with was it Skyfall with Javier Bardem, where you just make it this really awesome cat and mouse game.
Yeah.
It's like this he's the top world's top assassin. Why isn't he hunting Bond? He's not. He's just I'm going to wait for him to come to my ridiculous lair.
It should be a Most Dangerous Game.
Yeah.
Where you're like, how is he going to get off this island?
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. That would definitely make it really
exactly. Diamonds Are Forever, it's hard because once you get into, once anything involves outer space, you're automatically like.
Well, and it's Vegas. So, and they decided to go silly with Vegas. You know what I mean? It wasn't like mob Vegas. It was kind of like more like Howard Hughes. You know, Jimmy Dean is obviously playing like a Howard Hughes.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just silly, you know.
Make them less silly.
Not much to recommend it, except you got the beautiful Jill St. John and the beautiful Lana Wood. I know. I'm beating a dead horse, but those are two of my favorite Bond girls.
Yeah. I wonder why. Give me two good reasons why you like
them. Oh, they're beautiful.
I'll give you four.
You want me to get crude. They're just both very beautiful.
Give you
four. And then it's just like the 70s are not a good era. The cars are clunky. you know.
Well, his clothes. Justine was talking about his clothes. He's got like a leisure suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's wearing lazy. Like a safari.
Yeah, suit and it,
with the lapels.
Well, wait till you see the stuff in Man with a Golden Gun.
He's like a pink suit.
He's got the you know, the epaulets up on the shoulders, yeah. And you know, it's like everything's a safari suit.
You know how they induced Sean Connery to do Diamonds Are Forever? They said, we'll donate like $1 million to your favorite charity. So I think it was like an orphanage in Scotland.
Oh, really? Is that
something
how they...
like that. They said, we got to get him. What can we give you? And he said, okay, $1 million to my favorite charity.
That's awesome. Good for Sean Connery.
Did it for the right reasons.
Right. He didn't just say, I want another yacht.
I'll do it for the kids.
Because of all the bonds, he had the best career outside of that James Bond. He was able to make he has a great career. He made a lot of great movies.
That's true.
You know,
yeah, so. Where's Roger Moore?
It's hard to come up with a Roger Moore filmography outside of Bond.
What about Pierce?
He had a career. He still had a career.
He was a TV guy though.
No, but he's still doing movies.
He did Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah. He was second banana at best.
Right now, he's doing the kind of movies he always wanted to do.
You know what he was good in? Actually, was the Foreigner. I don't know if any of you saw The Foreigner.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Which Jackie Chan was in for about 10 minutes, but it's mostly Pierce Brosnan's movie. He was actually.
And then obviously Daniel Craig had a career before Bond, and he still has a career after.
And he's a stormtrooper in Star Wars. So there you go.
That's still the greatest thing ever.
Is he?
Yeah, he's under the mask. You can't see him, but he was so excited to play.
He's the one. He's one of the ones that she mind controls to get the weapons and get out of the. When
Force
Awakens.
When she's being tortured.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. It's so great. Like, when you find out about it, you're just like, he was just excited to do it.
A lot of them are like, can I just be in there somewhere?
I want to be in there. I would be a stormtrooper.
Even if no one would ever know that I'm there, I want to be there.
Yeah.
I'll be the plumber stormtrooper.
World's fattest stormtrooper. Let's talk about...
That's not a clone.
Let's talk... Yeah. Why is that clone fat?
Would be great. The one stormtrooper where they had to like customize the armor, so it's like, why's he got a pot belly? It's
like, there is a, I think it was Never Not Funny. Early on, one of the guys went to Comic-Con, and I guess they were in the elevator, and there was a chunky Iron Man that got into the
elevator.
The elevator, and only John will get this joke, but. I guess he gets off the elevator and it's still full of nerds, and the chunky Iron Man gets off and somebody in the elevator after he left said, oh, I guess that's the Iron Man drawn by Sergio Aragonés.
That is a real nerd. That's a real nerd thing to say.
You had to be a fan of the 70s Mad magazine.
And everyone's
Yeah. Yep.
An entire elevator full of people going, ha, I got you.
Everybody else is just looking at us. Google Sergio Aragonés.
I love the way you said that. There's a chunky Iron Man.
Chunky Iron Man.
How do you
not
spell
a fat
that?
Iron Man.
Aragon.
Well, he did Gru. He's still around, isn't he?
I think so.
I think he's one of two guys that are still alive from the old Mad magazine.
He would do these. All his drawing. All of his guys would be really long with like a pot belly.
How do you spell it? Is it two R's?
A R A G O A G O N E S, I believe.
With a accent over the
Luis Aragonés.
An umlaut.
Sergio.
Spanish soccer player.
No, Sergio. Sergio Aragonés.
He's still around. I think he still does stuff for Matt. I think he still puts stuff in the margins.
Oh, yeah.
His stuff was called Marginal Thinking, and they'd have all his stuff up and down the margins.
He had like a giant mustache, too. I remember, like a Salvador Dali.
Yeah, that's right. Crazy, like a bandito mustache.
He's 81 years old, lives in Spain.
Wow.
There you go.
España.
All right, here we go. Guys.
Yes.
What are you up to? What's going on? Hey, what are you doing over there? What have you done?
What
have you done?
For you to figure out what you're doing.
Guys, what have you done? Justine, what have you done lately?
Hey, what are you doing?
I watched The Black Klansman.
How was it?
Black Klansman.
Amazing.
Was it good?
It was really good. Did you watch it?
No, I have not seen it yet.
I was telling John that I may or may not have laughed at an inappropriate part. I'm not too sure.
You never know.
All I know is when I laugh, my mom goes, why are you laughing? And I was like, maybe I wasn't supposed to be laughing at this point. But yes. I was dying laughing. I know it was a vicious laugh, but I'm pretty sure they wanted me to laugh in the movie.
Was your boy, how was your boy Adam Driver?
Good. I don't really know why he's nominated.
He's supporting actor, right?
He was nominated for supporting actor.
But that's weird. So Denzel's son is not nominated? He should have been nominated. He's the main character.
Oh, he's great. He is great.
It's got a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And Spike Lee is up for Best Director. They say he's never been nominated for
Best
Director.
I just rewatched because of Home Video Hustle. They did Do the Right Thing. I rewatched that, and I hadn't watched it in probably been about 5-6 years since I had seen that.
Such
Boy,
a good movie.
It still holds up.
Still, more as the years go by.
There's more resonance.
Exactly.
I watched it a couple months ago, and it really holds up.
We're gonna eventually watch
How
it here.
How is it he was not nominated for Best Director that year? It's amazing.
Everybody was looking at Driving Miss Daisy.
Like horrible.
I mean, it just seems like a no-brainer. How is it this is the first year he's been up for Best Director?
Because if you look at that movie up until the end, I mean,
it's going to be a comedy.
It looked like it could be a comedy.
And boy, what an ending. What a tragic ending.
Jeez. We're going to watch it. Yeah. Great movie.
It is good.
But yeah, it made me watch it again. But we were just talking about, I was just thinking about Spike Lee and his career. He's done a lot of different types of movies. And it's weird that I don't know if he's been nominated.
Yeah, from what I hear, this is the first time he's been up for Best Director. I just find that hard to believe. That nothing since that. I mean, my God, it's a 30-year career.
I mean, Adam Driver was great in the movie. I'm just so shocked that his son, I guess, wasn't.
No, he was nominated. He's been nominated 5 times.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good, good.
He's been nominated 5 times.
All right, that's odd.
All right, then I'm okay with that.
Somebody was saying...
It just made me feel bad because it just...
Yeah, that's odd. So I guess, I don't know where I heard that, but they were wrong.
He's never won, but he has been...
Maybe that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
And maybe this is his year to win.
Hopefully.
I mean, I didn't see the whole movie. I saw bits and pieces, but it was fantastic from what I saw.
It was so
good. I have to watch the whole thing. But, like, the ending itself, those clips they play are still heartbreaking, and it's so hard to watch.
Yeah, he was on NPR talking about how he called up, I forgot the girl's name that was hit by the car, but he called her up. He said, if you say no, we won't do it out of respect, but this would be really a powerful statement.
Yeah, because they show her face. She's the only one that they show her face in it. Everything else is all clips, and then they stop and do her on there.
I haven't checked.
Wanted to show how things have not changed.
No.
And so the mom said, yeah, go ahead. You got my permission. You got my blessing, because she says it needs to be out there. Mm. But he said, I had to ask. He says, there's no way we could have just done this without asking.
I need to see Black Klansman. So you'd recommend?
Yes.
Thumbs up? All right.
Yes. All the thumbs.
Okay.
Is it on Netflix yet?
Not yet.
No. I think they had to rent it.
We rented it for like $5.99.
By the way, if you want to see a different side of Spike Lee, watch the ESPN 30 for 30 called Winning Time, which is Reggie Miller versus the New York Knicks. Spike Lee is famous for trash-talking players who are playing the Knicks. And it's really funny because he had this like rivalry going with Reggie Miller of the Indiana Pacers, and they would trash-talk back. It's awesome. It's one of my favorite 30 for 30 documentaries. Check it out. Good old Spike Lee. All right. Mookie.
So is that going to be on our digital movie club, the Do the Right Thing?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. Mookie. Patrick.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Not much. I've been running.
You've been running?
Yeah. I've been,
gross.
Been exercising.
I'm sorry.
What app are you using?
He's running from me.
Yes, but no, I've been running at night, and it's actually been feeling really good. I'm under 200 pounds now.
Look at you, you sexy beast.
I lost 20 pounds so far.
Wow. Damn.
Have I told you about that running app where it's zombies chasing you? If you slow down, they get closer to you.
Nope,
like, it gets
I'm
louder.
Good.
So I'm scary good. At
I've
night.
Seen one. There used to be one.
I need
one.
To get that. That sounds fun.
It's scary.
There used to be an app you could play that was, I used to play it on my way out from work to the parking lot. And it would show you a map, and they would randomly drop zombies on the map.
Shoot them?
And it would follow. So if you were walking, like if you were looking at your GPS, there would be zombies, and you would have to try to like avoid them. And so you would be walking, and it'd be like, okay, I gotta go this way. Oh no, we're going this way. Okay, let's go this way. It was really fun. I can't remember the name of it though.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's creepy. I don't run.
That's all you're doing, just running? You're not watching any television. You're not reading anything. You're not.
No, I'm not doing
playing
anything
any video
else,
games.
No, that's about it.
You You watch part of my show.
What?
The show I just started.
I don't want to talk about the show you just started. Oh. I'm not interested.
Wow.
What show did you just start?
American Horror Story.
Oh,
what
wow.
season?
What season?
Season 2 right now. I'm in season. Episode 6.
I'm good. Okay.
Which one is which season's that?
Asylum.
Asylum's pretty good.
The first one was Murder House.
Did you watch Murder
House?
House
is really good.
That one's still in my head. The girl is still a picture in my head.
Uh-huh.
I
so
cannot
good.
Get that image out of my head when they find her. I can't. I just mm-hmm. can't.
That show is designed to make nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
Just the fact they're like, oh, you just, he's like, you wouldn't stop crying. And I'm like, oh, my God. I just can't get that image out of my head. But this one is not, nothing sticking in my head for this one.
Hmm.
I'm actually kind of bored of this one.
I've never watched it. John, how is it? Would you recommend it?
I just saw the first one.
And how was it?
It was so nightmare-inducing, I never mm-hmm. wanted to see any of the other ones.
Really? Yeah.
That was probably, that's probably
and,
my
but
favorite.
I saw a couple clips from the Freak Show one with the Twisty the Clown. Yeah. The uh-huh. clown with, like, no mouth and all that. It's just awful. My brother's really into it. He's got every, he's got, like, DVDs of every season. You know, it's they're up to, like, season 8 or something. And I guess Jessica Lange has been in just about every season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
she always plays different characters. She's been in like 5 or 6 of the first season.
I know a certain somebody who hates Jessica Lange.
Really?
Me?
Oh, no. You hate Faye Dunaway. I forgot.
There's a couple characters who they keep bringing back and as different roles or a couple actors.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think there's maybe like 3 or 4 of them that have recurring.
What'd you think?
Quintos. Zachary Quintos. He's in it again. The girl, I think her last name is the blonde girl.
Mm-hmm.
She was the old one that owned the house first.
Uh-huh.
She's in the second one. Then the mom, she's mm-hmm. in there. And
I don't remember. That might just be it.
Oh, but besides the main guy.
Yeah, there's always a few. There's a few people that they keep
that
bringing back
as
different
it, yeah.
roles and stuff. So it's pretty good.
Yep. Jessica Lange, of course, everyone's well known for her role in King Kong.
Jesus.
As Duan.
You know, they ran that the other night.
How was it?
And I got sucked in. It was like the first 5 minutes. I started watching. I couldn't take my eyes off it.
It's
like
a great cast.
Well, it's amazing. It's such a train wreck of a film, but the cast, Jeff Bridges, Charles Grodin, the first thing Jessica Lange ever did.
Yeah.
And just, but it's such a turd.
Yeah.
You know, it's so awful. And God, you
such
even get,
a turd.
My God, in the King Kong suit is Rick Baker.
Yeah.
Because he's like the expert with ape makeup, you know.
Yeah.
And you just watch it and say, you can't believe it. It's like 76, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It came out.
Well, it's just boring because he doesn't do anything on the island. There's no dinosaurs. There's no, there's nothing. There's
yeah,
no.
It's kind of tongue in cheek. It's almost like Jeff Bridges is the only one who, it's like he's in a different movie.
Mm-hmm.
His acting style doesn't match up with anybody else's. It's kind of tongue in cheek, but he's behaving like he's in a different movie. You can't blame him because you wouldn't want to be in the movie you were in.
It's terrible.
You
know? Yeah, it's just a boring King
and it's
Kong.
A guy in a suit. You can't get beyond that. That it's a guy in an ape suit stomping around. And you just go, God, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah. It's terrible. I always like the beginning, though. They always do a good job with the setup.
Yeah.
Getting to the island.
Right, before Kong appears, it's kind of good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
I don't know. But remember the poster for that? They painted this beautiful poster. It's like he's straddling. He's so big. He's straddling both of the Twin Towers.
Yeah.
The World Trade Center. But that's how big.
And he's got like jets in his hand.
Yeah, he got a jet in one hand and the girl in the other. And then you see the movie and that's not how big he is. You know, he's climbing up the World Trade, one of the World Trade Centers.
Mm-hmm. Good old Dino De Laurentiis. Was that Dino De Laurentiis?
That was Dino De Laurentiis. And remember, they did a sketch on Saturday Night Live. And it was John Belushi playing Dino De Laurentiis. And he was, I forget what the setup was. He was on a talk show, and he was actually quoting Dino De Laurentiis was saying, you know, when you see Jaws, Jaws dies, nobody cries. When Mike Kong dies, everybody gonna cry, you know? So Belushi was really playing up on that, you know, the almost indecipherable Italian accent, you know? When Jaws die, nobody cry. When Mike Kong die, everybody gonna cry.
Nobody cried.
Nobody cried.
Nobody cared.
That's a guy in a suit. Now, when you watch the original, the 33, oh, my God.
We're watching that for the Digital Movie Club.
Twas Beauty.
Have we watched it yet?
Beast.
No. Yeah. We didn't watch King Kong.
All right.
We watched
that
King Kong
That would have been the
otherwise.
First week.
Yeah. We watched it and reviewed it.
You were
long time
starting
ago.
To watch it, right?
We
never
watched
made
it.
Never made it through, did you?
Mm-hmm. You struggled to watch it. I know I've seen it.
You like it, right?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah, they see the dinosaur, then I was like,
what?
Because it's stop motion.
What about that 2006 remake?
That was awful.
With Jack Black?
Too long.
Mm.
I didn't see that.
Mm.
It's way too long. It's too long by like an hour.
No.
Cinematic masterpiece.
Did you really like it?
I thought it was fun.
I remember we went to this.
Don't say good, but it was fun.
I remember we went to the Arclight to see it.
If you cut an hour, it would be better.
I remember we went to the Arclight to see it, and the, you know, they always do that. They always have a hype man come out.
Yeah.
Talk about that. It's like, okay, we're here opening night. Peter Jackson's King Kong. You know, Peter Jackson, award-winning, Academy Award-winning director. This is his vision for King Kong. Three-hour running time. Everybody's, like, applauding, and I'm just, like, sinking in my seat going, oh, my God.
It's going to be a ride.
And then I got, what did I get? Monkey ice capades.
You know, they did, like, an hour of them in that pit with the spiders, and I kept going, this is what they could have cut. You didn't need an hour of them running away from spiders, you know?
But that was the lost sequence that he really wanted
to
do.
I felt like that was important because it was cut out of the original.
You didn't need the stampeding dinosaurs. You didn't need the...
Yes, we did.
No.
Anytime I can get dinosaurs on the big screen, I'm happy.
Yeah, it is, but you don't need people running through their legs. Just show me dinosaurs.
They're big.
Just show. What's the point?
I don't know. Here's the thing. Did you need to sit through it a second time? Would you ever see it again?
I think I maybe saw it twice. But
that's
the
proof. Is I never feel like I have to see it again.
Well, there.
I could watch the first half of it and have that be a cohesive movie.
His version
I'd be very
of
happy.
The Empire State Building was fantastic. That whole sequence. But by the time you get to it, you're like, you're already like, I'm done. Let's kill this ape and get it done with.
I mean, Andy Serkis does a great job with the the motion capture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kong himself is pretty damn good in that.
The whole fight scene with the two T-Rexes.
Somebody edit that down.
Just cut it down.
Somewhere
the
there's an ideal version of that that's like an hour and a half or something.
Yeah, someone's got to do it.
I mean, the proof is in the... I mean, most people can sit through that original 33.
It's 90 version. Minutes.
You could sit through that a million
no
times.
No fat.
No. Every scene is moving the story
along. Yes, just like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Faye Ray. And the music. I always say that 50% of the reason that movie works is the soundtrack.
That's it.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, wrong movie. All right. Patrick, is that all? Just the running?
I mean, that's pretty much it. And then actually her American Horror Story reminded me that my friend from high school is actually in that. He's he plays a lot of movie monsters. He's real tall and skinny like Doug Jones. His name's Alexander Ward. He plays the mattress man. And then he was actually a drone, I think, in the new Westworld.
When is he going to be on the podcast?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in years.
Oh, well, then what?
No time like the present.
I know, right? Be like, hey, I saw you on TV.
Want to come on the podcast?
Wanna, you know.
Ooh, I'm looking at some of that makeup.
Yeah.
He's scary.
Yeah, he does a really, really good job.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Ugh. All right. Jake.
Yes.
What do you got?
A few things.
Go.
I've been playing a few games.
Mm-hmm.
Three games came out recently. One's on Switch and PC called Wargroove.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of harkens back to, do you know Advance Wars?
No.
The Advance Wars series, or it's similar to...
That came out already? I thought it wasn't out yet.
It came out, I think, the 31st or February 1st.
Mm.
But it's a lot like Fire Emblem. If you know Fire
Emblem...
It's
a turn-based tactics masterpiece.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Except it's set in a fantasy setting.
Oh, it's PS4 coming out later.
Oh, PS4.
Coming out soon.
Yeah, it's essentially, you have this grid style map where different types of terrain, and you're essentially commanding units to try and take over different bases, and each of the units have different abilities and stuff. And
I love it.
It's like fancy chess.
Yeah.
It already has over 200 player created maps.
Yeah, you can create your own maps and scenarios, and you can share them and download
Looks
other
cool.
people's
it actually
stuff.
Does look great. I thought it wasn't out yet.
Animation's really, really pretty. It's how was it?
What's the name of it?
It's called Wargroove.
It's like a really low tech looking game. I like it.
It's a lot of these indie games kind of go towards that nostalgic.
All the stuff my daughter plays, like Shovel Knight and
Celeste, and
all that stuff, are all like they all look like the
8-bit, 16-bit, but it allows them to focus more on like the gameplay and story and whatnot, as opposed to focusing so hard on graphics. But there's that, and then I'm playing another one. It's called Sunless Skies, which is a sequel to a game called Sunless Seas. It is I wouldn't necessarily call it a point-and-click adventure, but it's sort of... It's an adventure game in which you're in this weird steampunk dystopian future where mankind had to take to the skies, and there's like this whole landscape up in like up in the skies, and you're just traversing around and
like Cloud City.
You're just trying to survive, and there's a bunch of stuff you can learn about their different regions and like how you got to that place, and is there something beyond this place that you're in? There's a bunch of stories and quests you can go down. It's a lot of reading, but it's a really cool and interesting world, and it's really gritty, and it's kind of cool. You have like your ship isn't a ship; it's like you're a flying train.
Oh, nice!
And you can get guns and cannons and stuff. Get crew members to help with different things, and yeah, it's a lot of fun, and very atmospheric.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you for playing games, because I don't have time to play anything other than stuff I've already played a million times.
I tend to buy more games than I should, so I get a lot of new stuff.
That's good. And one of us needs to do that instead of running.
Yeah, I know. Trying to be healthy, right? Crazy.
And really quick, there's a YouTube video I've been listening to a lot. It's called Tier Zoo.
Spell it.
T-I-E-R-Z-O-O. All one word. It is...
T-I-E-R.
T-I-E-R. Zoo. Z-O-O.
T-I-E-R.
And the YouTube channel, it talks about evolution. Mm-hmm. And about different types of genuses and species and how things have changed over the years. But it comes at it in the perspective of like the world being a video game.
Yeah, because it says, what's the best human support class?
Yeah.
And so it shows a horse and a camel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it talks about like classes and different skills, and they talk about like the different animals as being players. It's like, oh, well, these players opted to go, you know, opted to buff their strength more.
One of the videos is sloths used to be overpowered. And the thing says sloths nerfed. That looks great. I'm gonna check that out.
It's a very funny take on learning about like evolution and stuff. It's really
so
funny.
What do they say about the humans?
Oh, they're saying like humans are super overpowered, and it's like what they lack of in strength, they have a super high intelligence, and they can use all these different skills. And
that is funny.
It's really funny.
I'm gonna check it out. That
sounds like if Galaxy Quest was using us like a game.
You know?
You know, they thought it was a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
They thought Earth was a game, you know?
That's it.
That's
John.
Essentially how they go about it.
What really have you been up to? Is that it, Patrick? Jake?
Is that it, Patrick?
Jesus.
Patrick, yeah, you running? You've been running? It's good?
Yep, that's it.
Feels good?
White people. Yeah.
Make you feel good?
They all look the same to me.
What was that?
Well, nothing.
Say that again.
I'm sorry. What's up? What's
say
up?
Again?
What's up? What'd you say, older Jake? Older Jake.
Holy shit.
Wow.
We know what this episode's called. What'd you say, older Jake?
Jake's like, I don't know if you should take that as a put down or a.
I take it as the highest compliment.
When they sit next to each other, they look like they could be related.
It's fucked up.
As do you.
What the?
Oh, you white people look ashamed.
You guys all have the same beard.
Oh my god.
Not really.
No.
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 Justine.
If I was in the room, I would not be confused who my boyfriend is.
Yeah, because, you know, he's your boyfriend.
He's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know. John looks quite a bit like Patrick. I don't know. Might get confused.
He could be,
thank you for telling the white people apart, Justine.
Not since he started running, he doesn't look like me.
We got to start running.
I mean, 20, I couldn't run.
Yeah,
that's
I need
me,
to start
I
running.
I couldn't even run, but 20 pounds.
Get in the pool.
That's pretty good.
How long have you been running?
A couple weeks.
A couple weeks and 20 pounds already?
20 pounds in a week.
Are you dieting too, or is it just
yeah, I've kind of changed my diet as well. I don't, like, fast food's out completely.
No. Good for you.
That'll do it.
I eat, like, 2 meals a day.
No, you got to eat 3.
Well, that's what I'm trying
three
to do,
small
but,
meals.
Like, after the two meals, I'm not hungry.
Yeah,
like,
your
I don't
stomach
eat
shrinks.
Again.
Yeah, your stomach does shrink, yeah.
So.
I don't watch TV.
Yeah,
hey, look, he's doing something.
I know, I'm giving it a hard
time.
Fuck, man. I was actually proud.
I'm amazed.
Hey, I'm trying to
get
healthy.
Yeah, 3 squares a day.
And God, you gave up junk food. That's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I
that's
still like, you know, I'll
thing.
Eat candy and stuff like that, but like fast food is out 100%. I ate freaking El Pollo Loco the other day and like it killed my stomach and it was just
you know, once you give that stuff up, you can't go back.
No, it's horrible.
Did it hurt you? Did you have weird poops?
Yeah, I had to go to the bathroom. I was stuck in the bathroom all day because of that.
Weird poops?
Yeah.
That's not weird poops. That's like the shotgun pump. Or it comes out of nowhere. It's like when you get that feeling, it's like,
yeah.
It's like ready to go. It's like, I can't wait. I have to go now.
Yeah, it's like you're just having a normal day. Yeah, you're just having a normal day. Everything's fine.
You
next
know that
you know,
feeling. You had that poop just a couple days ago.
Next thing you know, brow sweat and gurgles. And you're like, oh, God. I got to get home.
And then the wall looks like a Jackson Pollock painting. It's like, hey, it's one of his early works. How about that?
We need to get an art curator in here.
That's great if you're at home. It's fine if you're at home. But if you're
when you're out in public,
oh my God, if you
that's
have
the
to,
worst feeling.
If you have to drop anchor in foreign waters, it is the worst. Because you're trying to keep it quiet. You don't want a loud noise. You want, you
in
know.
Other words, you couldn't do it in this restaurant.
No.
We got a restroom right next to the microphones.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Blah! What's going on in there?
Nothing.
Art.
Yeah.
But that's, God, that's impressive. 20 pounds.
Good for you. Yeah. We're proud of you.
I think you shit most of it.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever works. Just whatever works.
Justine, how is this affecting your life? Is it being annoying or can you still eat whatever you want?
I have school, so we don't really do much anymore because all I do is read and do homework.
Oh, yeah. What are you reading?
Boring shit.
What are you studying?
Just taking this class right now on agriculture, horticultural stuff.
Agriculture.
Learning about weeds and lawns and all
tell us
other
what
stuff.
You know.
Yeah. Insects.
Pesticides.
Yeah.
What's maybe. Your favorite insect?
Yeah.
Water and stuff. Favorite?
What's your favorite insect? Water.
I don't have a favorite. But.
Potato bug?
They all need to be around.
Those things are fucking
I love it.
Terrifying.
Necessary.
A Jerusalem cricket?
Necessary.
Yeah. Why has there not been a horror movie about hordes of Jerusalem crickets?
Oh, God.
Descending?
I would, no.
Jerusalem
no.
crickets?
Have you ever seen a potato bug?
They're disgusting.
That
that's what it's called, a Jerusalem cricket. And it is the most,
disgusting.
It is the ugliest bug.
The potato bug?
Yes. You know,
oh, yeah.
You're not the little roly-poly.
Okay.
No, no, no. That's a pill bug.
Aren't you okay. talking about the camel spiders? Those things are.
Oh, okay.
No.
Show them a picture of a potato bug.
Ew, don't show me. It's disgusting.
Oh, that
no,
looks like
I
a,
know what
cootie.
Potato
you
bugs are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you put the bug together, yeah. It's called cootie.
No, imagine those maybe like.
Someone put a
how big are they?
No, I have a great story about a potato bug. I was in math class. This was like fifth grade. And we had this autistic kid in our class, sweetest guy in the world. And then one day he just gets up, starts screaming. And takes his shoe off, and this giant-ass potato bug crawls out. And this, mind you, is like at 1 o'clock in the day. So it's been there all day long, and it crawls out his shoe. And thing's probably like the size of a Twinkie and just crawls out the door.
How was that in his shoe all day?
Actually, something really cool about a Jerusalem cricket is when they're trying to attract mates, their abdomen or whatever is their, what is it, back end?
Thorax?
The thorax is so big that they actually... They thump it on the ground, and that's how they communicate.
I remember.
And you can hear it.
We went to visit our friends Eric and Sadie. They lived in a house, and they're renting a house up in the hills of Pasadena. When we first started hanging out with them, we showed up at their house one day, and there's just a potato bug, like. On their doorstep.
Right. Nope, never going in.
Essentially forming a barrier between us and where we wanted to go.
Sorry.
So I lean over as far as I can, and because I don't want to disturb it, and I'm terrified of it. I ring the doorbell, and before they can open the door, I say, "There's a potato bug out here." So Eric runs and gets Easy Off, which is he's like, "We don't have bug spray." He gets Easy Off and just gives it, like, douses it. Doesn't even move. It just sits there and looks at him. Oh, God, those things are disgusting.
What are they? I've never seen one until just now.
And they
like
pop
wood.
Like a pimple, too.
They like wood.
Okay, I was going to say, what are they indigenous to?
Shut up.
They're bad. When you step on them, they...
Oh.
Yep. They're, I know.
Gooey.
But yeah, that was a scary moment.
That's
in my
called
childhood.
A potato bug.
Yeah, no. That's no.
Wow.
Yes. Right out
don't,
of shoe,
don't
dude.
Don't look it up if you don't
John,
know
what have you been up to?
What do you got?
What do you got lately, John?
I'm reading this book on Laurel and Hardy called Stan and Ollie. Ever since I saw that movie, I'm kind of like getting reinterested in Laurel and Hardy.
And you saw the movie? You want to give us a...
Oh, the movie was great. Yeah.
What movie was this?
Stan and Ollie. It's John C. Reilly playing Oliver Hardy and Steve Coogan playing Stan Laurel. And boy, by the time they get done with the makeup, and then they do the voices, they completely nail the voices. And obviously, John C. Reilly, they have to put on this like fat suit, makes him look like he's about 250 pounds. But the makeup is so amazing, you don't even, it doesn't even look like makeup. It just looks like it's another guy. And then they just nail the voices. And basically, it's taking place in the 50s. They don't have a movie contract, and they kind of like are on their way out. People would rather see like Martin and Lewis or Abbott and Costello. So they're kind of on the way out, although they're starting to run their movies on TV and they're not making a dime on the royalties. So what they do is they go to England and actually all over Europe, and they perform because they both started as like vaudeville performers. Mm-hmm. So they do sketches of their best bits from their movies, and the audience just goes wild. They go to England and Ireland and I think Belgium, and they just kind of hit, they do a tour of Europe, and it's kind of grueling, physically grueling, but the audiences are just are going nuts for him. And they're older, but they put on the outfits and they do like their favorite bits, you know? And there's a scene, I'd heard about this, when they go to Dublin, the boat ports and the church bells are playing the Laurel and Hardy theme.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they just broke into tears. They went, oh my God. They just really love us here. I mean, imagine that, you know? You got the church bells.
That's crazy.
All the church bells playing that simultaneously. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I got to see it.
So it's really amazing. I can't recommend it highly enough. But it kind of made me want to go back and see some of the old Laurel and Hardys. And Turner has been playing a bunch of the shorts.
Oh, good, good.
And John Landis introduced a bunch of them. And so anyway, in a couple weeks, the Hammer Museum and UCLA, they're going to run 4 Laurel and Hardy shorts that have been restored. There's a couple of them that were kind of in bad shape and missing a couple scenes. And I guess they've found some prints and they've restored 4 of them. One of them's called The Battle of the Century. It's like they use 1,000 pies. It's, you know, everybody has done the throwing the cream pies, you know, from the Three Stooges to Chaplin. But this is supposed to be like the most. It's like 1,000 cream pies that were thrown in this short. Like they're out in the middle of the street, like this bakery truck, you know, parks itself in front of like the barber or something like that. And they just start reaching in the truck and just throwing pies.
That's great.
You're like, where do all these pies come from? This truck is just sitting there. So everybody's just having a free for all, you know.
I have to go check. There's nowhere nearby that's playing the Stan and Ollie movie.
The Lemley. All the Lemley theaters are showing it.
Claremont's closest one for you.
Yeah, there you go. Claremont, Pasadena.
I try not to go to Claremont.
Hollywood. Also, the Landmark.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, I get it. It's old hippies.
No, it's playing. I think it's playing in like 5 or 6 theaters.
Okay.
But it's all Hollywood, L.A., Pasadena.
Yeah. And it was worth it, though?
Absolutely. It's really okay. Something to see.
How worth it was it?
It's a 10. If you like John C. Reilly,
damn.
If the only thing that pulls you in, I know that not everybody's into Laurel and Hardy in 2019. I don't know how many people give a shit about Laurel and Hardy, but this would be a great entry point. And if you like John C. Reilly, he's amazing in this.
In the words of Luke Skywalker, I care.
You know, it's in the old days, they would just run this stuff on TV all day long. It was cheap content.
Yeah.
Now you kind of have to really be looking for it.
Or get
but,
it on DVD.
Somebody put the complete Laurel and Hardy on DVD. It's like 20 discs. It's everything they did as far as shorts and features.
Do they
just the sound stuff?
Oh, no, putting pants on Philip.
Not the silent stuff. But I found a place where you can get the silent stuff, okay. And that's Eddie Brand.
We saw putting pants on Philip. Remember that at the silent movie?
Yeah, and that's like their first. I think that's the first one where they are actually Laurel and Hardy.
It's so good.
Yeah,
good stuff. What else you got, John? What else?
All you have to do is see one. You know, watch the Music Box. You can watch it on YouTube in like 15 minutes. That's the one where they're
trying to get the piano.
They're going up like 200 steps, delivering a piano, and they keep dropping it. Keeps going down the stairs, up the stairs, down the stairs.
I was watching that documentary about L.A.
Yeah,
that has the
Lost L.A.
Yeah, they has the film that actually has a sign there.
Like, there's a plaque that says this is where Laurel
like a
and Hardy,
point of historical interest.
Is that Echo Park or Venice?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
And that staircase is still there. It's an outdoor staircase, and I can't imagine anybody that lives up there having to walk up all those. It's like 200 steps.
F that. You need a funicular.
But they really did it.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah. Yeah, like Angel's Flight. Yeah.
Is that back working again?
I don't know, man. That thing's deadly. I don't think I would ever go on that again. That killed a couple. You know, they keep reopening it. The last time they opened it, some couple got killed on that. The cable broke. It went all the way down and threw this elderly couple out into the street and killed them.
Wow.
I don't know that I'd ever go on that thing again. You know, they keep fixing it, reopening it, moving it. It's just like, I don't know. This thing's like a death trap now.
There's a reason we got rid of it.
It's great to see it because it's a part of old L.A. It goes back to like the 40s. Yeah. You know.
By the Grand Central Market?
Yeah.
Yeah. Funicular.
Is it working again?
Usually closed when I see it.
I didn't know it killed a couple.
I think you can walk on the platform.
It had been, they had moved it and restored it and fixed it. And then like after a couple of months, this elderly couple got on and the cable broke and it just threw them out in the street.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So you're like, crazy.
You're like, so I don't know.
Put seatbelts.
No. If kids don't get seatbelts on buses, then we don't need to put them on funiculars.
Funiculars.
Am I saying that right? Funiculars?
I think you're right. I think you're right, yeah.
John, your mic was really low this whole time. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
There you go.
At the beginning of the show, I always go, I don't know. I don't think this thing's on.
No, it's on.
And the last, yeah, the last show, you can barely hear me.
Well, that's on purpose. But damn, sorry you noticed that. No way, John. John, you will always have a place at this table.
Just John.
We've talked about it. John and Justine are always here. I can be come or go. Jake can come or go. Patrick. But people, the people demand Justine and John.
Look at the face Justine's making. Justine's making this great face.
They just want me for my horrible taste in movies.
Yes. Well, what, at least they like you.
True.
I don't know. Horrible taste in movies. She gave Paper Moon a 10.
Yeah, Paper Moon a 10.
Way better than
Sometimes
Casablanca.
She surprises you. And then she kicks you in the gut.
You just don't like Casablanca because of Humphrey Bogart's teeth.
Oh my God. He's so just don't make him happy. I don't want to see the guy smile.
Yeah, 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
We'll do that for Halloween. We'll come up with a mask that's based on him smiling in Paris.
Oh, just a smiling Humphrey
Bogart. I don't
know.
Bogart. We're about to watch a bunch of British movies, so.
Wow. Hey, we have listeners in the UK. Be quiet. Be nice.
Do we?
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this. What if Humphrey Bogart took off his, he's smiling. He takes it off. It's a mask. And underneath, it's just the head of a butterfly.
Oh, fuck no. I already knew I didn't like that movie.
What made you think of that?
It's butterflies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
You should watch the movie The Fly.
Ugh. Or not. Nah. Scary.
Nah.
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 John, you got anything else you were working on?
No. Did any of that come through?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Laurel and Hardy stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
That's
Mario.
It.
Mario.
Yeah.
Huh. What have you been doing?
I've been doing this. I've been having a Spider-Man renaissance lately. So let's talk about that. First of all, there's a lot of End of the Spider-Verse is great. If you haven't caught it yet, go see it.
Oh, still so good.
Both soundtracks are streaming right now. You can get them on Spotify. There's the Inspired By, which is, a lot of the hip hop that turns up in the movie. But I've been listening to the score by Daniel Pemberton, and boy, is that good. I'm going to drop a little bit here. And maybe if we get it to play, because I don't know how to work Spotify. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me find.
Someone was
name
of
my sex tape.
Yeah, what's that? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Which one? I'm sorry or someone wasn't prepared.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you like?
Has everyone been keeping track on Brooklyn Nine-Nine or keeping up?
Yeah, Gina's gone, huh?
Yeah, I saw that episode.
By the way, have you guys seen the... you don't watch The Good Place. Season finale of The Good Place. Heartbreaking! Thanks a lot, Sandy. Yes.
Ooh.
This is off of that Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack. Just good background music.
Sounds like Jet Set Radio.
It's a little bit like a Beastie Boys, kind of one of their when they would do those funk albums.
Yeah.
Daniel Pemberton did the soundtrack for that. It's really, really great. Very influenced, very hip hop influenced. And then I've been listening. I just found out this also streaming is the music for the Spider-Man video game by John Paisano, and his stuff sounds like this.
Hey.
It sounds so Batman. There's something very Batman.
This does feel very Batman.
When you're web-slinging through the streets of Manhattan.
I'm trying to think which Batman movie this sounds like. It's like the second one.
Christopher Nolan?
Yeah.
Probably the...
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight Rises. Yeah.
It's all influenced by the original Danny Elfman score, I'm sure.
Yeah, when he's zipping through the woods, yeah.
Listen.
Spider sense is
tingling. How's that, John?
Sounds good. I love it. It just sounds like a Batman movie, though.
I just finished the DLC. What happened was I got the Spider-Man game, rushed through it because Red Dead 2 is coming out. Finished Red Dead 2, cried my eyes out, jumped back onto Battlefield. Red Dead 2 was great.
You cried. Wow.
I want it so bad.
It's so good. So good. So bad. And then I had this DLC. I go, I got to play the Spider-Man. I downloaded it. I paid for the season pass. John, if you don't know, DLC sometimes it stands for downloadable content. Sometimes what a video game company will do is they'll say, you know what? We're gonna give you as an added value, you pay a few extra dollars and we'll expand the game. We'll give you new missions, we'll give you new side things. Other times companies say, this game's not quite ready yet. We're gonna put it out.
Usually what it is.
We're gonna put it out.
That's what it's been like for the past 5 years.
You'll pay to add on, but it's really stuff that should have been in the game in the initial release. I'm happy to announce the Spider-Man video game is all stuff that adds missions and adds playability to the game. It feels like you finish the game and you're like, oh, that was a great Spider-Man story. It really was. And then it adds a little bit to it. There's three different stories.
But wait, there's more.
And one takes place with one involves the Black Cat, one involves Hammerhead, and one involves Silver Sable.
Ooh.
So they're really, really great. So I played them all, and they really added a lot to the game, and they weren't easy to beat, which was nice. It wasn't just like it'll take you like a day or two to do each one, but if you've already played the game and you want to return to New York and you unlock different suits and stuff like that if you finish all three, you unlock the Enter the Spider-Verse suit.
Oh, cool.
So it's really, really cool.
The Miles Morales.
The Miles Morales.
That's very cool.
Really, really great. So go back and play it again. And also have been reading because I played the game and I was like, this really made me want to read the Spider-Man comics again. I've been collecting the new Amazing Spider-Man. It started in 2018. And John, have you read any of them?
No, what is it now?
It's the new Amazing Spider-Man. You know, they reboot them every once in a while. I think they were up to like issue 3 something. Like 300. They went ahead and rebooted it with Amazing Spider-Man number 1 last year. And it is written by Nick Spencer. And any fans of Spider-Man, you'll love it. Because it kind of returns them to the kind of smart-ass, the quips and everything. But it's everything after Superior Spider-Man, except for everything, and it does a good job of catching you up. So Spider-Man is now broke, living in an apartment with Robbie, who runs the Daily Bugle.
Oh, he's
living with his son. And then to get it, they need a third roommate because they're broke. It's actually Boomerang, the villain, but he doesn't know that it's Peter Parker. And he's trying to get back with Mary Jane. It's typical,
That's
Spider-Man.
A common thing with Spider-Man. He ends up being friends with all of the villains.
Yeah.
All the way back to Green Goblin.
Yeah. But it's really, really good. And Comixology has the first 6 episodes, or first 6 issues, if you want to download them digitally. I think it's $6 or $7. They're $2 each, I think. Volume 1, Back to Basics, $8.99 on Comixology, if you don't want to. But it's written by Nick Spencer, and it's really, really funny, and it kind of returns the character to the roots of the Spidey that we all know and love. But check it out. I've really been the movie and the game really made me want to read
the
comics again.
I've been loving that soundtrack from Into the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really good.
We were playing the
he wasn't here.
No, were you listening to the score or the soundtrack?
Soundtrack.
Yeah. The score is really great.
Yeah, the score is good as well.
I want to go see that again. I don't feel like I got
let's
enough
go.
Of it.
Yeah, me
let's
too.
Go forget
yeah,
it.
Let's do it.
Show
make
trip.
It a field trip.
Let's go.
We'll review it again.
Because I feel like, I want to see it again. There's so
field
much.
Trip.
It's such a dense plot. There's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need
it. It's just so visually stunning.
Yeah.
That, like, you
it's almost
can't
more than your eyes can get.
I want to see sweatpants Peter Parker.
Yes,
I
so
want
hot.
A pop. I want a pop vinyl figure of sweatpants Peter
I
Parker.
I know. Why haven't I got that yet?
Well, that's our next field trip, I guess. Go see it.
We're gonna try to. My wife hasn't seen it, and my daughter really wants her to see it.
Oh wow!
So we're gonna try to go see it next week. But I'll see it 12 times if I need
to. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, go see
Let's
it.
Let's go see it again because I have an AMC movie pass.
Me
thing.
Too.
Me.
Did you get the movie
too.
Pass thing? That's all.
Well,
good.
No, I was just given some movie passes for my birthday.
So. Let's do it. We talked about Canopy, John, and I don't think I mentioned it on the show. I went to my local. So the local library doesn't have it.
Right,
Orange County libraries don't carry it.
Right.
I went to the LA County Library.
Did you get hooked up?
It's called Canopy. It's hooked. It's free. It's a free app.
Did you get it?
It's got 10. You get 10 rentals a month. You get up to 10, and it basically has a good chunk of the Criterion collection are on there.
That's good.
A lot of foreign films, a lot of A24, the A24 Studios, the indie studio. Mm-hmm. Like all there's a lot of Paramount stuff on there, a lot of classics. And it's a really nice layout. There are a lot of documentaries on there.
Cool.
Lots of really, really good stuff. So if you have a library card, LA County Library card, or just go to canopy.com and it'll tell you with a K, K-A-N-O-P-Y.
Where's the closest LA County Library?
To here, it'd be the South Whittier branch.
What street is that?
South Whittier is on Leffingwell.
Okay.
In South Whittier. In the city.
Yeah, because I went down Leffingwell to the one on Washington, and they're like, no, we're not part of the LA County. Yes. Yeah,
Leffingwell and Telegraph would be the closest one. Yeah, get it, man. It's good stuff. Yeah. And and you can ebooks, audiobooks. You get 10 rentals a month.
That's a pretty free. Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal.
I started reading Bird Box.
Oh, the book, huh?
Good?
Book's pretty good. Written in a very sparse.
I feel like it's probably really suspenseful.
It's written in a very sparse, almost like The Road. Cormac McCarthy's The Road. Yeah. It's written in a very sparse style, but I liked it. I like it so far. I'm halfway through. I didn't see the movie. How is the movie Bird Box? I know what the
movie's good.
Home Video Hustle did not like it. Well, one did and one didn't.
I listened to their episode.
Yeah.
No, it's a good movie.
I feel like Brent liked it. PJ didn't.
No. It was Brent way. Wasn't there. PJ wasn't there. It was the Spirit.
Yeah.
And Brent hated it.
Oh, well, she was in love with. Terrible. What's her name? The lead, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
I think that's what swayed her more. But
We all love Sandra Bullock. I call it, you know what I call Bird Box? It's like A Quiet Place, but for the eyes.
I didn't see Quiet Place.
Quiet Place is pretty good.
Quiet Place is great. I loved Quiet Place.
But for the eyes.
But for the eyes, yeah.
But for the eyes. Mm-hmm. John, did you see Quiet Place?
I did. But this sounds like a double feature. You got one where you got to be real quiet. And another one where you got to blindfold yourself.
It's like whatever happened to Baby Jane and the other one.
I love it. And the other one.
What's the other one like? Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Well, there's a bunch of them. Yeah, what is the next one? Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte.
Yes, thank you, John.
Yeah. And that was supposed to be the same cast. Didn't quite happen.
The Watcher in the Woods and...
That's right.
The only problem I have with Bird Box that I'm hoping you find out in your book, I don't see how that's sustainable at the end. I don't get how...
I didn't see the movie.
Keep going.
I didn't see the
spoiler
movie.
Alert.
I don't. That bothers it makes me. Sense. It bothers me. I'm like, well, how does this keep going?
Let me ask you guys a question. What movie has scared you the most? Like, what movie left you?
The Shining.
The Shining. The Shining. John, do you have one?
I was scared of the Poltergeist as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That lady scared me until I saw Teen Witch, and then she was kind of funnier than that. I felt better.
I think the scene where the dad's face got, it's like he tore his face off.
Yeah, in Poltergeist, right?
Yeah,
that's not the dad though. That's one of the camera people. Oh my god, it creeps
that
me out.
That part freaks
me out. And then you have the second one where they're at the hotel and her face is like peeling off. And I really like Poltergeist movies. That's how I had to get over it. I had to love it.
Mm-hmm. You had to make friends with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of have to like lean into it.
I was like,
it.
No, fine. I love this movie. Yeah. But yeah, that girl freaked me out. The whole thing is just scary.
What about you, Jake? What's something that scared the F out of you?
When I first watched it, Jurassic Park.
While you were a kid, right?
I was like 5 or 6.
And that's a good kind of scare because that's like a thrill ride scare.
And I was terrified. I think I had nightmares of the Velociraptors chasing me for like a week. And then once I got over that, I could not stop watching it.
So you also made friends.
But that initial scare, the movie absolutely terrified me.
Clever girl.
Mm-hmm. Especially this scene, with that part where the guy's like clever girl and it's like on top of him. Like,
I know when John and I saw this. We felt the same thing. We felt like Spielberg's back. He's done making movies like Hook. This is the guy that we've missed, right, John?
Yeah.
It really was.
It was a return to form.
Yeah, it really was for us. But boy, that was a fun movie to see in the theater.
Yeah. That was so much fun.
He's the one guy that could pull it off, too.
What about you, Patrick? The Shining?
Shining.
John?
Red Dragon. I saw that when I was like 7. And
you should not be watching that movie.
No, that was not a good thing to watch when I was 7.
Because I usually say Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Because that was really nerve-wracking. That's real nerve-wracking. Especially at the end, you know. Because he can see her and he's got the goggles on and she can't see what the hell's going on.
Jaws freaked me out when I was a little kid. That scared the crap out of me. So much I wouldn't go in the pool. I don't want to go in the pool. There's no sharks in the pool, but you don't know that when you're You're dumb when you're a kid.
Yeah,
the people. Sharks are only in the deep end. Just stay in the shallow.
Why won't they come to the shallow?
They just don't go to the shallow. That's where it's nice and happy.
Why? Because they get stuck?
I don't know. The deep end was always darker, so.
Is everyone enjoying watching Jazz?
Have we watched it yet?
Not yet.
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, good.
I have seen it, but
I like that you guys wait till the last minute.
We do. We watch all three movies.
We want it to be fresh.
It fresh when we talk about it.
Before we leave, we're going to do one little card here.
Of?
It's from Mixtape. Mm. We're going to go around the table.
I don't think I'm going to be as fast as you guys. You guys were so good.
I know,
you guys
are quick.
It's because all we think about.
I heard it and I was like, I still didn't have an answer for those questions.
Because we're so music obsessed. We're just walking around all day going, hey, how about if you're on a desert island?
What if you're on a desert island
John and I
already without any food?
That's right.
What music would you play?
Exactly. And it would be.
If you were tied up on the ceiling by your feet, what music would you play?
If you're on your deathbed.
Maggot Brain by
13th Floor Elevator. If the Sons of Liberty were fans of classic rock, what songs would they have played during the Boston Tea Party?
Jesus.
Okay, I got it.
Classic rock?
Mm-hmm. What do you got, Patrick?
Crazy Train.
Oh, that's a good one. Yep. I like that one.
Yep.
I don't really know rock songs.
Sure
I grew
you
up to like R&B.
That would be a good one for the Boston Tea Party.
I. John, what is that called?
Oh, I don't know. What is that?
That's a good one.
That's what I thought of right away. I was like, yeah, it works.
AC/DC for those about to rock.
Oh, nice.
Nice. That's a good one.
That works.
That's a good one. What do you got, Justine?
I don't have anything.
The tower's about to
rock. Come up with an R&B song that you can play.
Fine.
Come up with an R&B song you could play at the Boston Tea Party.
It's all like slow songs.
Oh, I know what you could play. What's a classic R&B song you could play? First let's get it. Is that what you're talking about?
For those about to rock, we salute you. AC/DC. Right?
That's a perfect song for the Boston Tea Party. You can see them all playing air guitar on the side of the ship.
There you go.
Four dirty deeds.
Done dirt cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I got your song for you. I got your classic.
All right, do it.
You ready? Here we go.
Oh, hold. Ghost on the Water. Oh.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Smoke on the Water.
You know what song this is? It's Isley Brothers.
It just sounds like all of the songs.
Hold on.
All songs rolled into one.
I'm a shrewd wasted. There's no guarantee.
Smile isn't a making. You've never heard this song, this time?
We gotta fight the powers that be. Got so many voices.
Fight the power.
Really?
By the Isley Brothers. There you go. John, what do you got? John's rocking.
How about Ballroom Blitz by Sweet?
Oh, that's a good one.
So here they are. They got all the boxes of tea, and they're all dressed up like Indians, and they're got the hammers, and they got the crowbars.
I like it.
And they're jumping up to the top of the crow's nest. And
you ready, Steve?
He turns to the left and says,
"Are you ready, Steve? Andy?
Yeah.
Mick?
Okay.
All right, fellas."
And they just kick down the door.
Beautiful.
And then you can see like a nice like smash cut montage just pouring shit out. I can see it.
I like it. That's a good choice.
That is a great choice, John.
Perfect.
My only problem is they're British.
I could have said Anarchy in the UK.
Yeah. There you go.
Or London Calling.
There you go.
London Calling.
London Calling. Or, I was thinking of the Clash, I would do I Fought the Law.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
A long one.
I haven't listened to the Clash in a long time. I used to have them on a tape that we used to listen to in my dad's car all the time.
That's it.
See, my dad listens to rock, but he didn't listen to it around me.
What was your choice?
What? Oh, I would go this. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, dude.
Somebody start that one out there.
CCR, baby.
This has been used in so many action movies, though.
I know. So you're talking about the Union Jacks.
That's right. That works.
And when the band plays God Save the Queen, they point the cannon at you. You know what I'm saying?
That works.
It ain't me. It ain't me.
It ain't me.
I know, fortunate son. I'm a white guy from Massachusetts.
CCR works for any movie. How many Vietnam movies have got CCR?
Vote for your favorite. Let us know whose choice you liked. Guys, that's going to wrap it up for another great podcast here. We talked about a little bit of everything. We're going to leave you with Justine. What would you like to leave us with? What do you want to close out with? Maroon 5?
No.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What is that?
Doot, doot. You may not go on. I don't know the song.
What if
Maroon 5.
Let's not do Maroon 5 and say we did.
What if I end up really liking Maroon 5?
I don't think it's possible.
Good for you, John. Oh, by the way, John, there's a guy at my local convenience store. He's a bit of a rocker.
A bit of a rocker.
And he had a little tape to the counter right in front. What is the most overrated rock band? And he gave you the choice between the Beach Boys and the Beatles.
Jesus.
And he's a huge Beach Boys fan.
Oh, Beatles. Ah.
And he was
Boys.
So happy that more people voted for the Beatles. It was like 2-1. I go, how many of these hashtags are yours? He goes, none. These are actually people coming in and voting.
It's almost too easy because the Beatles are so rated that somebody's going to obviously think that they're overrated. You know? All right.
Well, it's okay.
Even I love the Beatles.
It's great to find a Beach Boys fan.
He's a huge fan.
Yeah.
He's a huge fan. All right, that's it, guys.
We're
going to leave you with some Beach Boys.
Because they're underrated. Wouldn't it be nice? At this point, they're underrated.
All right.
What song are you doing?
We're going to do some Beach Boys here. Are you guys ready?
Surfing. If everybody had a 12-gauge and a surf or two. Because it's totally vision, riding waves to blast clay pigeons, and it's so neat, shooting ski while you're riding on the heavies all day.
First this transmission ends now.